Hi, everyone, and welcome to JSA TV and JSA Podcast, where we're coming to you live today from the floor of PTC 2024. I'm Barb Mitchell from JSA, and I today am going to be exploring the intersection of sustainability and digital infrastructure with Tito from Alea and Fernando from Derns. Yeah, I wanted so much to say your last names, but we're keeping it simple here today. And we're just so honored to have you both here and excited to talk to you. But first, you spent some time to get here. So yes. Has it been worth it? Tell us about your journey here. And
23 hours.
23 hours.
First of all, thanks for having us. 23 hours to get here. It's a long flight, yes. But totally worth it. I mean, the conference for us is... It's a great conference. It's the first one that kicks off the year for us. Super important to be here, being here for multiple years already. But yeah, it has been great so far.
Yeah, it gets bigger every year, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. We'll talk a little bit about that because I have some role in this now.
Oh, yes, right. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
It grew. I mean, we are outgrowing year over year. We are growing as a conference. So yeah, very good.
Yeah. And how about you? How's you had a similar? Have you been to PTC before? Is this your first?
Yes. Yeah. This year is my second time in PTC. Yes. Last year I took a straight flight. I mean, we stopped in Atlanta to come here. Then it took 25 hours.
Yeah.
This year we split the trip. I made some tour in the continent to visit some clients.
Oh, good.
And then I took a flight from Seattle to here. So it was easier to arrive. Yeah, but the return will be tough.
A little bit.
But it's totally worth, you know.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, let's get right into it then. And I know that we have some partnership discussions to have here. And so I know that, Tito, if you wouldn't mind talking about the... Alea has recently partnered with Derns, and tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, of course. So Alea is a data center platform in Brazil. We currently have 7 data centers. We are developing a couple of other ones, and we look into the market with the right partner to develop those lands, and Derns appeared as one great partner that we feel like we should be partnering with, and this is it. We are celebrating this partnership starting this year to help develop those big data centers that we are building over there in Brazil.
Right.
So super happy with it. Looking forward for what comes out of this partnership.
Yeah, fantastic. It's always nice to have partners here, and I'd love to hear from your perspective, from Derns' perspective.
Yeah, excellent. Because Derns is a Dutch company, and we celebrated last year 95th anniversary of foundation. But we have been operating in Brazil for 10 years, only in the data center market. The Brazilian market grew a lot in the last four or five years.
Yes. Okay, yes.
And then we grabbed some important projects there with the main players. And Alea was seeking for a partner for design development and project development. We are kind of aware of what are the new technologies and what is the technical approach that the main players are using. So Alea should be on the top of that. And then I'm very happy with this partnership because it means a lot for us also.
Yeah, it's almost like a way of not reinventing the wheel, right? So they have been doing this for a while. They understand their needs, customer needs. Their customers are our customers as well. So yeah, happy to develop this partnership. I feel like it will be fruitful.
Yeah. Now, switching gears a little bit, I understand that you have recently launched a sustainability bond regarding women in leadership.
Yes.
Tell us, what do you mean by that?
So Alea is not green only in its logo. We have sustainability as a core value of the company. So our bonds are attached into PUE, WE metrics as well. So whenever we don't reach a certain threshold, we have higher interest rates. And it's the same now with women in leadership as well. We have a 40% benchmark that we need to achieve in order for our interest rates don't grow. I mean, it's not like we are not doing that because of this aspect of it, but it is important to have women and sitting in leadership positions, and we are trying to bring more and more of that. As of now, we only have 2. It's growing. We are finding good persons within the organization to bring this upwards a little bit. But yeah, that's the history about around that bond. So $150 million of debt that we just raised give us a little bit of wiggle room here to work in these developments that we are trying to do here with Dunes as well, and all the enterprise ecosystem that we also have in play in Brazil in those five cities that we operate.
Right. That's impressive. I obviously approve. So that's good.
Good. That's good that you approve.
Yeah, exactly. And this time next year, you'll come back to us and say, wow, what
now
an
we
impact
have a little bit more.
Yeah, 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 right. And lastly, you, I believe, are starting a new term on the PDC Board of Governors.
Yes, I am.
Tell us. I think that's what you were alluding to maybe in the beginning.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. I was appointed a Board of Governors representing South Latin America, basically. So a little bit of work to be done. There is just a certain amount of members of PTC that come from the Latin American region. Of course, it's a long flight. I understand, totally understandable. Yeah. People tend to go into more easier conferences to get to, ITW mainly, which is somewhat easier for us coming from South America. But it is an important conference. As I mentioned, the first one in the year, kicking off the relationships, making sure that we have all the relationships in place with our customers coming from Capacity Latin late in March, and then ICW in May. So that makes a very good way to reach and keep in contact with our customers. So happy to be appointed Board of Governor, yeah, representing South America. Hopefully I'll be able to do a lot for my region.
Right.
Happy with the nomination.
It's great to have that representation of your region.
Super great, PDC. Yeah. Fantastic. Last time they had one from South America, I think it's 1990 something.
Oh, wow, really?
So it has been a while have somebody from South America.
Yeah, and as you said, there's a lot of growth happening there, and it needs to.
That is. If you look in the data center market as a whole, globally, Latin America has a somewhat important footprint of data centers and power availability, green energy, and all those kind of things. So I feel like Latin America could boom in the next couple of years.
Yeah, I'm hearing that. It's one of those. There's always some things
too
that bubble up at these conferences, and that's one that I've been hearing a lot. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Looking forward for it as well.
And Fernando, any last thoughts you want to share here?
Yeah, just about this growth in Latin America, mainly in Brazil. Brazil represents more than 50% of the data center market in Latin America. And today in Brazil, we have more data center capacity being designed or built than under operation. So it's a significant growth that you're achieving. Yeah. And the LA is going to come to contribute to this growth. Yeah. And then we are in a very nice moment to be in the market. So,
yes. Yeah, that's good. And so timely for us to have had the opportunity to chat with you both. Congratulations on the partnership.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
And thank you, Fernando and Tito, so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Always thank you for pleasure. Having us. It was a pleasure.
Yeah. We'll probably see you again in a couple months, maybe. And yeah, we'll do this again.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
And thank you to our viewers for tuning in today to JSA TV. Happy networking.